I don't know shit about crypto, but I keep hearing about this BGC podcast.
Get money in crypto. Crypto. Crypto.
Welcome back, y'all. It's the Big Game and Crypto Podcast. Look, I got a special one for y'all today. We gonna hop into the Crypto Queen and the OneCoin token. Listen, man, they still can't find this lady. Don't know whether she dead or alive. Listen, we finna drop into part one. Listen, man, it's Big Game and Crypto, man. Y'all already know. Make sure y'all subscribing to the Big Game and Crypto chat. Just drop the Bitcoin play.
Network was created to become and to fuel the growth of OneCoin, which I strongly believe will be the number one cryptocurrency worldwide.
She is one of the FBI's 10 most wanted. Educated at the prestigious University of Oxford and suspected of defrauding small investors of more than $4 billion US dollars. The FBI has a theory about how she is hiding herself, but is she alive or has she been killed by one of her many enemies? Ruja Ignatova, also known as Dr. Ruja, traveled the world to lure customers into a new cryptocurrency. In 2 years, no one will be talking about Bitcoin anymore. She promised from the stage at Wembley Arena in London to thunderous applause from a packed audience in 2016. Small investors from around the world invested their money in what was supposed to be the new, fantastic cryptocurrency. 7 years later, while the price of Bitcoin has skyrocketed, a number of OneCoin leaders are in prison. Countless desperate people have lost their savings, and the crypto queen herself has been missing since 2017. In the past year, Ruja Ignatova has been featured on the FBI's list of the 10 most wanted individuals charged with fraud, money laundering, and a range of other financial crimes. Europol has also included her on their most wanted list. The FBI believes Ignatova travels with armed guards, likely using a fake passport, and that she has changed her appearance through plastic surgery. A reward from the FBI of up to 100,000 US dollars awaits anyone who can help capture the crypto queen. The FBI believes that at least 3 million people worldwide invested in fake cryptocurrency packages in what they consider to be one of the biggest frauds in history. On October 25, 2017, Ruja Ignatova boarded a Ryanair flight from the Bulgarian capital Sofia to Athens, Greece. That is where all traces of the crypto queen end. In secret, law enforcement agencies in six countries collaborated on the investigation of OneCoin and Ignatova. The project was codenamed Operation Satellite. 2 weeks before she disappeared, a grand jury in New York secretly indicted the crypto queen. The FBI believes that corrupt officials in a foreign law enforcement agency tipped off Dr. Ruja. The suspicion points to Bulgaria. There were investigations against her and OneCoin all over the world. She became aware of many of them through contacts in the judicial systems of other countries, FBI Special Agent Paul Roberts told the BBC. In the year before her disappearance, the crypto queen began withdrawing large sums of money from the company. The FBI has documented three major transfers totaling over 200 million US dollars. The question remains, where did the rest of the money go? The BBC found Dr. Ruja's yacht in Bulgaria. Is the crypto queen still alive? A property transaction in London may provide some answers. We'll get back to that. The first person to raise suspicions about something being wrong was Norwegian IT consultant Bjorn Bjerke. Through an international recruitment company, he received a job offer at what was supposed to be a new cryptocurrency company. But Bjerke became suspicious and declined. He discovered that OneCoin did not have a blockchain, which is essential for a cryptocurrency. A blockchain is an open digital ledger that records all transactions in the currency, but not who the transactions are between. Without a blockchain, there could be no cryptocurrency. To me, OneCoin appears to be the biggest fraud of all time. It's not just one criminal act, but an entire network. Around 40 people have ended up in prison, said Bjerke. He has experienced numerous threats after warning about OneCoin and has had to take several security measures. According to Bjerke, OneCoin still does not have its own blockchain, but has gained access to a blockchain on another platform. At the same time, a currency or commodity only has value if someone wants to buy it. If no one wants to buy OneCoin, it does not have the value that the company claims, he followed. Ruja Ignatova was 10 years old when she immigrated with her family from Bulgaria to Germany. She was academically gifted and ambitious, studying law and economics at prestigious universities in Oxford and Konstanz in Germany, and earning a PhD in law. In 2013, she was involved in an unsuccessful digital currency called Bitcoin.
And that'll do it, y'all. I want to thank y'all for tapping into the Big Game and Crypto Podcast. True Crime Edition, Crypto Queen Edition, One Coin Edition, Big Scams Edition. Listen, it's the Wild Wild West, man. No different than these banks scamming y'all. So at the end of the day, make sure y'all tapping into the pod. Subscribe to that chat. We just dropped a Bitcoin play on that. Hope my fellow subscribers made some cheese, indeed. But until next time, man, y'all be safe, man. Tap in. Big Game.